T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quickly approaching the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. I'm looking here to my left, Crowder. I don't know if you see there, but on ESPN, Packers and Aaron Rodgers close to a new agreement. Breaking news would help set up Rodgers' departure after this season. Rodgers would abandon plans to skip training camp. Adam Schefter there talking on ESPN. So, and I was reading about this earlier today.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get in quickly to some Deshaun Watson stuff. I saw there was a report in the Herald as well, because Adam Beasley of Pro Football Network had joined us last week or the week before, and he said that there is still some interest, or at least, you know, the Dolphins keeping their eye open on a potential trade to with the Texans for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people were upset about that because we talked about it. Dolphins fans see that as people not believing in Tua, which is just, it's just not true. Like, you can believe in one guy, but also understand that Deshaun Watson is, without a doubt, one of the best quarterbacks in this league. Like, it, you know what I mean? Oh, like,
it gets me, like, right now, we love Jimmy Butler. What if we can get KD?
Right.
Like, and that's what it is. Like, and I think, like, Tua, I'm saying Tua's good if Tua can be Jimmy. We know Jimmy's not a top 5 guy, but Jimmy's a top 15 guy for sure.
Right.
But if you can get a top guy, if you can get Deshaun Watson, and I think it's split. Some people don't like the Deshaun talk because of the disrespect of Tua, and people that don't like the Deshaun talk also of what he has hanging over his head right now with the legal stuff and the massage thing and all. So I think it's a deeper conversation on bringing Deshaun in or not. But the whole thing about if you bring in somebody, you don't like the guy here, no, call upgrading. Call upgrading. That's what it is. You upgrade. The whole every sport team in every sport around the world would like to upgrade every one of their positions if they could.
And did you see what the Texans are looking for according to reports? I'll get to this Aaron Rodgers stuff quickly here in a second, but I had it here from Sports Illustrated, from ESPN. They're listening to trade offers for, quote, for some time, the Texans, that is. According to Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport, the Texans are looking for at least 3 first-round picks for Watson, per the report. 3 first-round picks is a lot.
That's legit. That's a lot. But it's that doesn't drop my jaw about the chance of getting him. Like,
right.
Oh my gosh, no, 3?
It's a lot though. It is.
Yeah.
It is for a guy. I mean, let's be real. Like, for a guy who has quite the baggage coming with him, right? Like, what's out there about Deshaun Watson is some ugly stuff, and you can't just brush that aside. Like, it matters. It matters what happens with Deshaun Watson. It matters what happens with the cases of what he's being accused of. So that all comes into play here. Is the team, and right now we're speaking about the Dolphins because we're in Miami, like, is it worth it to bring in a guy like that who is going to be so heavily scrutinized? And I don't know if this would impact his on the field play, but like, this, you're not trading for the same Deshaun Watson that you saw 12 months ago.
Why not?
Because you're just not. Like,
why not? Solano, we saw Kareem Hunt get in all that trouble. I watched him kick a female in a hotel hallway, domestic violence and all that. Kareem Hunt still toting that damn ball.
Yeah, but it's different. What he comes with now to this organization, and Kareem Hunt isn't the face of an organization.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're
it's different. He's a quarterback. You have a guy in Tua Tagovailoa who the fan base, for the most part, has rallied around. They want to see what he's got. And if you're willing to bypass that, the guy that you've apparently put all your stock in moving forward, to trade for a guy who is going to come in and have that kind of baggage, like it's a big move.
And I'm not apologizing for Deshaun. I'm not saying, you know. There's off the field stuff that Deshaun, and it's terrible, and I've read the story. It's just disgusting, nasty stuff you read. You're talking about between the white lines on a Sunday afternoon, Deshaun Watson's the top five guy in the world.
Yeah.
As we sit here today. And when we get past – when he gets past this legal trouble, he's going to be a top five quarterback, Solana. Off the field, that questions that Chris Greer, Flores, and the entire team now, the team, Tua's going to have to answer if he's not involved in the trade, he's gone. Tua, Devontae Parker, Waddle, all those guys will have to be asked questions about Deshaun Watson. And now that's what you mean bringing, you know, the baggage he's bringing. But on the field between the lines, bro, I think he's going to ball whenever he's allowed to play football again. And if you can get a discount because right now he's damaged goods and it's kind of, you know, it's the conversation that organizations have to have. Right now he's damaged goods. That three first rounds might be four or five first rounders if this wasn't over his head right now with the legal problems. What if you can capitalize and get him because of the fact that he's damaged property? In the minds of, you know, the mind of the world. And if you read the story, in my mind, personally, I'll speak for myself. But if you can capitalize on this situation and bring in a top five quarterback, it's a conversation that would have to be had in every organization around the NFL. What other than Tampa, KC,
Buffalo,
right. Maybe the Ravens. There's about eight or nine teams. Right. But other than that, Solana, everybody has to ask the question, can we bring in one of the top five quarterbacks in the world?
And I don't think it's even worth having discussion, but I'll ask you, maybe I'm wrong in thinking that. Is there a scenario you could see the Dolphins getting Deshaun Watson? And again, this is all us speculating. There's been a couple reports, and we had Adam Beasley on a Pro Football Network, so I don't want people who are just tuning in now thinking that we're advocating for it. I speak for both of us. We like Tua, but
yes.
If, like you just said, you can make your team better, I think the Dolphins are thinking about that as well as in the case of other teams. But is there a situation, can you see a situation where the Dolphins can acquire Deshaun Watson via trade and keep Tua Tagovailoa?
No.
Because I don't think
no,
so.
No. Tua's right. Gone. Right. I would say one of those first-round picks should be Tua.
Right.
Or attached to Tua or trade Tua somewhere else.
Exactly, right.
And get a pick from somebody else. But, yeah, Tua, it would be Tua and two ones. If you say it that way, minus the legal stuff, bro, Deshaun Watson is a monster. If Deshaun Watson is on the Dolphins, they would pick the Dolphins to win the AFC East over the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
So you add Deshaun Watson now. With Tua being, we don't know, Tua might be better than them all. But as we sit here proving commodities, yeah, Deshaun Watson makes the Dolphins the number one team in the AFC East. Top four in the entire AFC. Four or five in the entire AFC. Yeah, man. And I know it's a lot more attached to it. It's not this easy of a conversation. Oh, throw him threes and bring him in. Like, you have to really figure out what's going on because – what if this dude goes to jail, if he's suspended for years and all that stuff? Now you just wasted a bunch of assets. But, no, conversation had to be made. If there's an NFL team not speaking about Deshaun Watson, potentially adding him or picking him up, they're not doing a good job at what they're supposed to be doing.
And the most important part in my mind, or I shouldn't say the most important, but when you look at Deshaun Watson, what he brings you on the field, he's 25 years old.
Yeah.
25 years old. He is a proven top five quarterback in the NFL. He's 25 years old. He'll be 26 when this season starts. So he's only 3 years older than Tua Tagovailoa. Only 3 years older.
10 years left with him?
At least 10 years left. At least. And the way, and look at the way Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers, like with the way these quarterbacks are playing in the NFL, it's not crazy to think 15 more years with him. Like, it's not crazy.
It's a crazy conversation. Because of the fact that you always have to add back into the off the field.
Yeah, I mean, it's important.
You
like,
have
it's
to speak
important.
On the off the field
right.
Stuff.
And that's the only reason why he hasn't been traded yet. Let's be real. Because teams want to know if the guy they're getting is going to be available to play. And also, like, morally, I think teams want to do the right thing. I maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm naive in thinking that. But I believe Stephen Ross and Brian Flo, like, I want to believe that because I truly believe these teams want to do the right thing. They don't want to bring in somebody who's just because he's good at football. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I am.
It's the moral thing is interesting because I think extreme talent will cloud your thoughts. Where, you know, if this guy's a third string backup quarterback and the stories come out, he's out of the league. We never hear his name again.
Right. Doesn't matter.
And we're not going to let the legal process figure itself out. I know they haven't gone to court yet. But Deshaun Watson, you keep up with it because his talent is so great that you have to figure out the risk-reward of bringing in Deshaun Watson. That's what it is. And I don't feel bad for the man. He put himself in a situation with the nasty crap that we're reading, if it is true. But, yeah, if he wasn't a top-five quarterback, he would be out the league. Nobody would speak about him again. But he's talented. We got to see what he has. Got to see the situation he's in. And if he can help us win football games, which it is about, I don't want to sound heartless, but that's why these guys get paid. That's why people buy teams. That's why coaches keep their job winning football games. And Deshaun Watson wins damn football games.
As for Aaron Rodgers, so I was going to read this now. An hour ago, Tom Pelissero, again, of NFL Network, he tweeted out that the Packers have gotten calls about Aaron Rodgers, and their GM, I want to get this right here, has made it clear, like, we're not trading Aaron Rodgers. So the Packers made it very clear, we're not trading Aaron Rodgers, and now this is all happening now over the course of the past, 20, 30 minutes. Ian Rappaport, he tweeted out that the Packers and Aaron Rodgers are in the final stages of a reworked deal to bring him back for the 2021 season. The two sides are still tweaking one part of it. Rodgers has been seeking significant say over his future. And I was reading about this earlier. Tom Brady has changed the game for guys like in that upper echelon of quarterback. What's going to happen here, it's looking more and more like this. Aaron Rodgers has said, okay, fine. You don't want to trade me? Fine. Here's what's going to happen, though. I'm going to come back for one more year. But then next year, I get to choose where I go. I get to choose where you trade me to. And he has put the ball in his court. Fine, I'll play one more year with the Packers. Why not? Right? Like, really? Aaron Rodgers, all right, fine. Why not? Let's bring back Devontae Adams. We'll get that deal done for at least one more year because I'm Aaron Rodgers and we'll get it done. But then next year, I get to say where I go. I get to decide what my future is going to be for the rest of my career in the NFL. And that's it. We're done with it. And, bro, 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
No.
Never would have happened.
It's what the NBA does.
Yep.
It's when the guys get together and say, hey, bro, hey, figure out a way. Get Pat to figure out how Wade and LeBron and Chris Bosh can play down here. Let's figure out a way to get KD and James Harden and Kyrie in Brooklyn. It's what the NBA players do, and you're right. Don't be no damn, second-string receiver and try this.
Right.
But those top-tier guys, just like the NBA, like a P.J. Tucker can't just say, hey, I'm out of here. Take it easy. But those top-tier guys are and can and honestly should be able to decide their future. You shouldn't be kidnapped by an organization your whole damn life. That's silly.
As much as I hate to admit it, Tom Brady proved that a guy like Aaron Rodgers should do this. Should. Like, you don't want to be – he doesn't like Green Bay anymore. He doesn't like – for whatever reason, whether it's the coach, whether it's the decision-making, whether it's somebody in the brass he doesn't like anymore. 10 years ago, you would have said, you're crazy. Look at the situation you've had. You've been there your whole career. Why would you leave that? Now it's like, bro, Tom Brady took him 1 year. In one season, he left the greatest coach of all time. Everybody likes to pin it, right? So many people were saying Tom Brady wouldn't be the same guy without Bill Belichick. And he went and he proved that he can win without Bill Belichick. Why can't Aaron Rodgers do the same thing? Choose your own situation. Go win.
And I think it's better for the league. We had a conversation with a number of insiders, I believe John Clayton, when the Brady first left, over a year ago. And I believe it's great for the league to get a talent like that into different fan bases' hearts is what it is. New England, the Northeast loves Brady. Now Tampa loves Brady. Now the NFC, he was in the AFC, now the NFC gets to watch his greatness every week. I think growing the league, and what all about is money, the financial side, I think stars like Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady moving around is great for the business because, like I said, you're stealing different fan bases' hearts. So now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans, the Florida fans can talk about Brady the same way, glowing way that New England fans do. Great for the league, great for the sport. It's what the NBA does. How can it be that bad?
Aaron Rodgers needs more than one ring, too, before he retires, right? Like, if he wants to be considered – we've had the GOAT conversation. Like, it's solidified. Tom Brady, what is it, seven rings now? Like, it's hard, even for somebody like me, the petty is strong against Tom Brady. I can't argue with it. Like, that's it. That's been solidified. But if Aaron Rodgers wants to be in that category, because I think he is. I think most people consider him arguably the best passer of his era. You can have the conversation, you can go with Breeze and Brady, whatever. But if he wants to be considered in that, like, top five player of all time in the NFL, which I think he's capable of, he needs more than one ring. Because Brady set the standard.
Yeah.
Brady set the standard now of he won in New England that many times, and then he left and he won anyway. So Rodgers, he needs one more ring. And he knows it. He knows it.
He's going to be compared to the Brady, Manning, Breeze, those great guys right now. And Manning even has his two because he went to Denver and got a second one.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm with you. Rodgers got to get him number two.
As great as Breeze is and as great as Breeze was and he broke records and he set like that new standard of like you don't have to be 6'4 to be a good quarterback, Drew Breeze is never going to be in the conversation of Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
No.
He's not.
No.
He's not. Yep. And because he won one ring and people just don't look at him that way.
And right now, Aaron Rodgers is not in that conversation.
Because he has one ring.
Because he has one. He's just as good as them. Yep.
Or better. Which is crazy.
I'm with you 100%. Yep. But he gotta get it. He gotta get that ring. He has to have that hardware for us to respect him like that.
Hey, don't complain. We don't talk sports. There was your sports for the week. There is your sports of the week. I'll run through headlines here quickly. In the next segment, we'll continue our best of Hawk and Crowder week, and we'll remind you why Batman is half man, half bat. These headlines are brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. The Marlins, they'll play a two-game series in Baltimore beginning tomorrow, or they'll start that series beginning tomorrow. They're off today. They split those four games versus the Padres over the weekend. Inter Miami, they drew 1-1 versus Philadelphia. They'll play Montreal on Saturday at Drive Pink Stadium. The Panthers, they made moves over the weekend. Today, they signed center Sam Bennett, a four-year deal. They re-signed him, I should say, and they traded for Buffalo right winger Sam Reinhart. We all know Team USA, they lost yesterday their opener versus France, 83-76. We'll talk to Brian Scalabrine in the next hour about Team USA. They'll play Iran on Wednesday, and the United States men's national team, they beat Jamaica 1-0 yesterday. In the quarterfinals of the Gold Cup, they'll face Qatar in the semifinal on Thursday. And your weather from the Desmond and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid to upper 70s. Coming up next, our Best of Hawk and Crowder Show week continues. Half man, half bat. That's what Hawk tries to explain. That's next on Hawk and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
She called me Mr. Boombastic, say me fantastic, touch me on the back. She says I'm Mr. Romantic.
Hawk and Crowder.
Best of Hawk and Crowder, the whole week long. We're sprinkling in some interviews. We're sprinkling in headlines. We're sprinkling in some best ofs all week long ahead of training camp here. Middle of July, not too much going on, Crowder. I asked everybody, texted in 786-360-790, what do you want to hear this week? And a lot of people last week texted in Hawk explaining why Batman is half bat, half man. I don't even know why you guys got it. This is several years ago. I even think you're going to hear Eric Falero, whose position I filled in for. And, like, I don't even know how you guys got into it, but you're going to hear Hawk doing his Batman impression. I am Batman. Which I do terribly.
That was bad, too.
That was really bad. I think I made him British. I don't know why.
I am Batman.
You say it like that.
But
Batman.
But I make everything French or British or European. European, I've noticed. So I don't even know why you guys got into it. Do you remember? But I truthfully don't.
Man, some foolishness.
Was it like the Batman Superman movie came out maybe around that time?
Something came out. Or the first Batman was released on this day in 91. It was one of those things, and then he thinks that Batman, half of a bat, his mom was a bat, and I'm trying to break it to him.
Fairly convincing argument Hawk makes here.
I've seen how he became Batman. Like, we've seen it in all the movies, but Hawk, if you call it fairly convincing, we'll go with that.
Here it is, the half-man, half-bat Batman segment.
Somebody texts in, I was talking about Batman and secret agents and whatnot. Somebody texts in, this is a legitimate text. Please, someone open Wikipedia and have him read about Batman. Not a bat, in all caps. They were his fear as a kid. After parents murdered, he swore vengeance and began training and adopted a bat-inspired persona. Again, 100% human since the story was written in 1939. Educate yourself, especially with a voice on radio. Speak truth, not your ignorance of a subject matter's content that multiple folks attempt to correct.
How strong.
Sir, Batman is half man, half bat. I'm pretty certain of it. I've watched Justice League and a couple other movies. I've watched Batman, you know, the original Adam West series.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you probably call the character guy like a bat if he's a real human. You call him Batman if he's part bat. And, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that.
That man got mad at you.
I'm Batman.
He doesn't sound like a bat.
He doesn't sound human, though. I'm Batman.
Actually, bats, like, may make little whistle noises.
Mm-hmm.
Like sonar and stuff.
I'm Batman. It's one of my best impersonations.
But Batman's voices aren't deep. Like, bats' voices wouldn't be deep. They're little itty-bitty animals.
Right, but if you're half man, half bat.
Then it should take it up, though, to be honest. I'm Batman.
That's like, there's a cartoon, what's it called? Kid...
Kid in Play.
You seen a Kid in Play cartoon?
Yeah.
It's half kid, half play.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
I'm just telling you. And I'm not an expert, but first of all, you can't believe everything you read on Wikipedia. I believe my own eyes. Seen the Batman. It's half man, half bat.
How did it happen, though? I need to educate myself.
Well, somebody had texted me way further down. I'm not going to be able to find it, but it's something along the lines of, he saw his parents murdered and then took on the whatever.
Ran into a cave to hide, and the bats jumped on him. And when he got bit by the bats, that's what made him half bat?
Well, all I know is that's a kid's memory. The kid believes he saw something, but kids have repressed memories all the time. The kid doesn't remember. I don't know. Maybe his parents were bats. Something. There's obviously bat blood in Batman. It would only make sense.
So maybe His parents weren't killed. They were really bats.
Right. No, they could have been killed, but I mean, they were just bats.
Killed as bats. Now we're talking.
Batty, batty, batty.
Now we're talking.
Jerome. Jerome, go ahead, Jerome.
Mr. Hockman. Hey, Brother Channing, how y'all feeling?
What's up, man?
Mr. Hockman, please don't go forward with this about the he's half bat. He overcame fear of bat as a child, because as he grew into a man, because bats scared the crap out of him. And from there, he kind of garnered toward assembling himself toward making a bat more like an emblem or symbol of what he would become. So he ended up becoming Batman, because him and Tony Stark, they both were just two wealthy guys who grew up with Playboys. Like I told Valero, they had expensive stuff at their fingertips that elevated them as being a superhero. But he would never bitten by a bat, or I mean, you know, as far as that turned him into a bat, like Spider-Man was bitten by a spider. It wasn't that way, Mr. Hartman.
Is it possible, like Rachel Dolezal, he identifies with a bat?
That's what he did. He identified with it. That's a better way of putting it, Mr. Hartman. He identified himself as a bat, but not with a bat, but not saying he was a half bat or a bat did something, a blood transfusion.
Well, you would admit, though, that plenty of superheroes, they get the blank man, right? So Spider-Man, yeah. He's part spider. Aquaman is part...
Well, he controls the water.
Fish. Yeah, yeah. He'd really be called Fishman or something like that. But.
Yeah. He was basically aquatic and became a underwater sea dweller that, you know, with superhuman powers.
Oh, yeah. He looks good in that Justice League. Boy, that Momoa boy is a looker.
Man. Is Aquaman in Justice League?
Channing.
Because there was a fish guy in Avengers. There was a fish swimmer thing.
They took Aquaman to another level. I love that Aquaman. That other Aquaman looked like he shaved and do all of that kind of stuff and, you know, get dressed before he become Aquaman. This Aquaman here was like, hey, I'm ruler of the sea and I'm right up there with Neptune.
Jerome, the concept on Batman, though, but what about this one where Batman's mom had an affair with a bat and now he has to come back and get child support from the bat 30 years later? I like that one.
You know, unless that was written long time ago before I was born or whatever, but when I came into knowing, because Batman was one of my best superheroes under DC. And under Marvel, I love Iron Man. But what I did like about them, they were human. They were natural, like you know, they just that they were very rich and they had, you know, finger stuff at their fingertips.
Would it be that surprising, though, Jerome, you seem pretty well-versed in superheroes. Would it be that surprising if DC had a story arc that you find out Batman is indeed part bat?
That, you know what, that could be it. That could be.
So maybe I'm ahead of the curve.
Maybe you are, the storytelling and however things are written or somewhat. You know what? Let me ask you something else, Mr. Hartman. How did you like the part where they went when Bruce Wayne got old and then he had to turn it over to another young fella to become a Batman of the new age and everything? How would you like that for that to hit the silver screen anytime soon?
Is that what happened, or are you asking me if that's what
Where the cartoon elevated that way under the cartoon elevated as Bruce Wayne got old, he basically became allied with a young guy and allow him to use the Batman suit, which had these that would elevate him to tremendous power. And it was like called Batman Beyond, I think it
was.
Well,
what is the typical lifespan of a bat?
Not very long, yeah. I don't think.
Right. So
I would like Batman to go knock on the cave door and you hear the bats whispering and his real bat dad is hiding because he don't want to meet his bat son that he, you know, because he was a deadbeat bat.
Deadbeat bat.
He was a deadbeat bat.
He didn't pay child support.
For years, bro. He ain't paid child support for years.
All right. So, I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree, Jerome. I think there's probably validity to both our arguments.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Hartman, I look forward to seeing you at the tailgates. And, Channing, you're definitely welcome to be there. And I just want to be able to, you know, to chat with you a little more about these superheroes and the Hurricanes, okay?
Got you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care now.
People get outraged on the
I think this whole transition to another Batman is the wrong direction. Batman finds his dad. Now it becomes like a, you know, an emotional thing. And
well, what I think is people are not, you know, you don't have your eyes open. Like, he's obviously half man, half bat. He's got bat-like characteristics. I mean, this doesn't make any sense. If you were going to be...
What's his bat characteristics, though?
It's got that tool belt.
The bats run around with heavy tool belts on, huh?
Well, he's able to mimic some of the you know, bat stuff. Like
flying.
Flying.
He can't. He can't fly.
Oh, he can.
No, he uses little strings to pull himself up.
Standing on the top of a building, did he take the elevator?
No, he glides.
Like a bat.
So bats fly.
Okay. But I'm saying he's half man, half bat. Like he's like.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, we're here, bro. With my mind. We're looking right eyes to mind. I got you. I don't really know how bad he is.
He's half, 50% bat. And he can't say I don't know how bad he is.
And what did he get from his father? Because his father can fly, his father eat bugs, his father sleeps during the day.
No, but what I'm saying is...
He acts like his mom too much.
No, what I'm saying is he has the characteristics of a bat. If you were just a wealthy man and you were going to choose to be half something, you wouldn't choose a bat. It's one of the lowest levels on the totem pole.
That's why I wonder why his mom would find a bat to make love with.
You would be Lion Man, right?
Yes.
You would be Tiger Man.
Bear Man.
Beanie Man.
Beanie Man.
Musician. If you were a musician, Beanie Man. But I'm just saying, in other words, you wouldn't choose a bat. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't. So everyone that's going, oh, he chose to become a bat because he was so wealthy. No. If you're wealthy, you would choose King of the Jungle. You would choose, I don't know.
Something intimidating.
A hawk.
Yeah, there we go. A bird of prey.
Hawkman.
I think they have Hawkeye. I think they have that already.
I think Hawk's a superhero, man. He's Hawkman.
Hawkman.
What do you have from a hawk?
Great eyesight.
Talons.
Talons? Your hands are soft as baby bottoms.
No, I drive an eagle talon. You remember those?
You have not one callus on any part of your hand. It's uncomfortable to me.
Somebody texts in this... conversation is bat bleep crazy.
I like that.
We'll move on.
I love the concept of him having a dad that's a bat.
Well, you would agree, though, if you were a multi-billionaire and you could choose a persona, right? Mm-hmm. You could become half anything. You think you're going to become half bat?
No, I'd be disappear man, because you wouldn't see my ass no more if I had $1 billion. I'm not saving that life.
The concept is what I'm saying, and I'm not asking what you would actually do. Conceptually, not many billionaires would say, you know what? I'm going to create an alter ego. I want to be a bat. You're half bat because just that's the luck of the draw. You know what I mean?
Mom had a long night. So the bat bought her a couple drinks, and this led to that.
Happens.
Put the little bat to her.
Does it happen?
Well, obviously. All right, let me reset what we're doing and get back into what I actually wanted to talk about, which is could Goran Dragic beat Kobe Bryant in a 1v1 up to 21 for $5 million?
Dive into real sports. Go.
Enough of this fantasy talk.
Dive in.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm Batman.
Hawk and Crowder.
Close to the Funky Buddha, 5 p.m. Funky Buddha happy hour here on Hawk and Crowder.
Mm-hmm.
The best of week on Hawk and Crowder, a live best of week on Hawk and Crowder.
That Batman thing is funny, bro. His Hawk's crazy.
Beanie Man. Where the hell did Beanie Man come from?
I don't know who would want to be Beanie Man.
We haven't heard from Jerome, who called in there in the middle of that best of in a while. But the way he called in, somebody texted it in as well. So polite. Like he knew how to approach it so that he didn't upset Hawk, where he's like, Mr. Hawkman, I would like, you know, I would like to rationally have a conversation with you about something that's irrational.
Yeah, that's a married man. That's how you get good at that. You got to be married, man. Don't come in hot to a conversation with your wife. You got to come in very rational, calm. Let's look at it from this way, beautiful. Yeah, man, you'll learn. Yeah, Valentina's going to tighten you up soon.
Something else that I wanted to get to through the course of the week. Again, we're playing a bunch of best ofs all week. Hawk is off, so Crowder and I will sprinkle in some interviews. We'll sprinkle in headlines, of course, at the top of every hour, which I'll get to in about 10 minutes here, but we have so many classic fall out of your chair laughing moments, and I want to get to them. It's always a good time to play them throughout the year, and some of our better, we call them radio interceptions, Crowder, right? Mm-hmm. Where maybe me saying fabriglasted, which I'm sure we'll get to at some point, and then there's also classic moments. People ask for these all the time. You and Hawk reading your live endorsements and something goes wrong or something goes the way it's not supposed to go. Yeah. And this one, I don't even think needs any introduction. It happened this year, I believe, where you're giving a read. You say something which may or may not have a sexual innuendo in it. And Hawk, because he's a 14-year-old child, can't let it go.
Y'all gotta get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. They are amazing. The food is so awesome, and they have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, whole, smoked, filleted, whatever you want, however you want it, they will watch out for you. They'll cut it right there for you as you see the fish, make it just like you like it. If you want to go inside, wear your mask, go inside, meet the very friendly staff, go see all that. I just like staring at that beautiful meat behind the glass. It makes me excited. They have been giving South Florida. You're so nasty. You're nasty.
I didn't know my mic was.
You are nasty. The shrimp and the lamb and the beef and the veal is what I'm talking about. Nasty. They have been giving us delicious food for 70 years. They've been in South Florida for 70 years, giving delicious food to South Floridians. I've been going there 17 years plus because the food is awesome. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood. You are nasty.
I forgot where I was, and I just hear you going, I like to stand behind the glass and stare at the meat. It gets me excited. I just reflexively went,
Put them on the glass. Put the veal on the glass.
Did anyone else in their cars have that reaction where you just like audibly went,
Put the crabs on the glass. Let me see them. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. Go look through the glass, see the delicious food parcels, and when you get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
That's so damn silly. We'll get to more of those. The Oreo fail. There's quite a few that we're going to get to.
Yes.
The amputee, which is always a fan favorite. We'll get to those. We have a loaded potato, as Hawk would say, coming up shortly in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I just like staring at that beautiful meat behind the glass. It makes me excited. They have been giving South Florida. You so nasty. You're nasty.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.